Welcome to the Japan What Podcast, AI Music Special number 7, Synthwave 2.0. The idea is, I throw a whole bunch of prompts into Suno.com until something pops out. Then I iterate on that. And today we got Synthwave 2.0. How to make Synthwave without Synthwave. Let's do this thing. MatthewPMBigelow.com. Soloed over top of it. The whole thing is made with the human touch, but the computer mind. They now have sliders on their app that let you control the weirdness. And I've set the weirdness to 82%. Yeah! Sumo supercomputer. Last week I made a Cambodian psychedelic band with a bio, and it's got like a mockumentary. Go check it out. But today it's just synthwave tracks. There's a kind of anonymity with synthwave. And these are not necessarily written or compiled to whiz-bang you about how awesome AI is. It's an exploration on the cutting edge of artificial intelligence, generative music applications. Join us on this quest for Synthwave 2.0. We'll be right back. And that one was called Ukiyo-e Upload. And next up, just loading up here, is the Silicon Symphony. This one pushes some boundaries. The weirdness, set to 82%. Style strength, 29%. What does that mean to the AI? Well, it means this. The Silicon Symphony, of course. Crazy song, huh? That's pushing some limits there. Truly is. So what I like to do with the AI music is see if I can make it make new music. And it kind of makes sense that AI could do techno or even old country songs. But I'm pretty impressed that it's able to reach it to this level. Shifting gears now into Sensoji Syntax. We'll be right back. There. I just thought that was so cheerful. So that's Sensoji Syntax. And the next one is going to be called Matcha Matsuri. And this next song, it's as if the person wanting the song wanted it to be written by an AI that's never had a bad day. Or rather, they want the AI to imagine what somebody who has never had a bad day would like to hear an AI machine make. So next up is the happiest song AI has ever written until this point, June 27th, 2025. The Matcha Matsuri. Put your happy boots on. Thank you. All right. Wow. It's like, well, you've never been unhappy. That means you're happy all the time. I think this is what you would like. All right, we're going to move on to the next song here, the Digital Dojo. Let's go. Let's change the pace a little bit here. Billy doo, diddly doo, diddly doo, dabba boom, dabba bow, bidding, bidding, bidding. All right, well, this one's having some trouble getting some started here. It's Complex Machines, you know, this AI music creation. Yep, let's come on in here. I'm going to pull down on the thermometer here. I'm going to adjust the stat over here. I'm going to pull down the curtain over here. Might stamp my feet a couple of times. And that should get it going. Again, it's a complex machine. It's not like you just let the AI do all the work, is it? No. Actually, it takes me a long time to put these things together. Because most of it's garbage. You might be thinking, this is really bad. Well, this is the best of the bad. Or you might be thinking, huh, it's kind of interesting stuff here. Well, throw a lot of it into the garbage. Dojo. So the type of prompts I'm using here aren't like blues, hard rock. I'm putting in things like future music, science fiction grooves, gritty riffs, experimental stereo imaging. So I'm trying to find like a bunch of kind of niche prompts that the neural network might converge and create into something new. Because if I put in country guitar, the way a neural network works is that it would just make everything the country guitar because it's such a powerful prompt. But I'm looking at the subtleties of the prompt land, compiling them up into something new. And each week I deliver a completely new style of music with high fidelity using Suno.com. version 4.5. I pay for it, so I can stream it. Neon Shogun. For more, go to MatthewPMBigelow.com. Shogun, just a bit of a palate cleanser there. These songs aren't designed that you have to listen to every note or you're going to miss some sort of important detail. They're just it's background music, but it's making background music great again. The best. The best background music ever. Never before has there been background music as great as this. Synthwave 2.0. paypal.me/JapanWUT. Circuit Dreams is the name of that one. I like that one because it follows just a steady beat, but it has this layering that I quite like. I'm a musician, and I've been playing music my whole life, so I appreciate it when subtle layers are applied onto each other, and you have rhythms and syncopation that pull and play with each other as the song goes on. So that's what that one did. Don't know if you know that. This one is called AI Amaterasu. And I like the compression on this. Damn. Set at 81%, so you don't know what kind of twists and turns it's gonna take. Style strength at 57%. Sometimes I make them instrumentals, but sometimes the AI will just have somebody fake rapping. Anyways, that one took some cool turns. This next one is called Nanotech Noginata. We'll be right back. cool dynamics there. Nanotech. I think I said it's Naginata, not Nogimata. I do this a weekly thing. I also do a spoken podcast, doing AI markets and analysis. A lot more. You should check it out at MatthewPMBigelow.com or wherever you get your finest podcasts. This is Fuji Fair. This is called the Fuji Firewall. Fuji Firewall. I'm reading this without my glasses on. Is that an irony? Next up, we got Blockchain Bushido. The code of the samurai is codified in the blockchain. Now get me some crypto. There will be no test. That was a blockchain Bushido. Next up, I think it's going to be the last one. This is called the Holographic Hanami. Make sure to go to MatthewPMBigelow.com or make a donation at PayPal.me/JapanWUT. That's PayPal.me/JapanWUT. I didn't use Synthwave in any of these descriptions or the prompts. In fact, I included it as a non-prompt to remove Synthwave. So I wanted to remove Synthwave from the creation process and then cobble together like a bunch of spices without using anything major and see if I could recreate a Synthwave-ish type of genre, but push it to a new level. And that's why this episode has been called Synthwave 2.0. On the Japan What Podcast, MatthewPMBigelow.com. Original, but it pushed it enough, I feel. Listening.